we know an awful lot of people have got an awful lot of questions, and there's an awful lot of things going on. And what we want to say right now is that we are really deeply humbled, personally, by the enormous support from not just students, but from society at large, that this is something right, and that this is something beautiful, and this is something true, and that enfranchising the whole student body is something meaningful and something worthwhile. Now, we don't want this to be just that our friends, because obviously our friends are telling us about this, what it should be, what it can do, what can happen about it. We don't want just that. That's been incredibly helpful, but we want this to be is as much of an open forum as possible. There are several things that we want to tell you in certain. Monday night at 7 p.m. in here, Lower College Hall, there will be a drinks reception where all members of the university are invited to attend to talk about this. Obviously, there'll be overspill rooms available. The university very kindly agreed that that is absolutely cool. We would also like to say that an email address has been set up. katekennedyfellowship@standrews.ac.uk. That's katekennedyfellowship@st-andrews.ac.uk. If you have any questions and queries, if you have any comments, if you have anything like what you want to put out, anything you want to support, anything you want to say about what you think this should be, that's your opportunity. That's where you should email.
This is the beginning of what we hope will be an incredibly constructive process. And we're trying to bring in as much of the student body, as much voice, as much strength as we can into this. The opinions, whatever we can do, what we can do together is as large a whole as possible, is what will make the difference with this and what will make it a very special thing at the end of the day.
We apologize for the short nature of this press conference. Let's all mill informally after this. Thank you very much for coming. Cheers. Oh, of course, tomorrow night, the debate. There's a debate happening, we've been told about, and Pat and I have been invited to talk at it, as have the Kate Kennedy Club, I understand, the old thing, at Lower Parliament Hall at 8 p.m.
And if you believe in this cause and you care to support it, very much advocate coming to it and voicing your support and giving a show of strength for it.
Questions? Yes, please.
The Kate Kennedy Club issued a statement 2 days ago that says that they intend to continue with the procession. So we're wondering where the trust is actually lying in this matter. Are they supporting you or are they supporting the club, as they're the ones who control the carriages and costumes and such, correct?
Simon, can I take that question? I've been in touch.
Can you answer it at least into our microphone?
I'm sorry, this is the rector's assessor, Kate Andrews.
Hi. Sorry, I've been in touch with the higher powers today, I suppose. Lady Erskine, Lady Catherine, who issued her statement today, went out to the press, said that herself and the entire processions committee are fully endorsing the Kate Kennedy Fellowship. The trust is made up of multiple members, many of which are not in the UK right now. Many have been contacted. Many have been very sincere in showing their support. But due to precautions and procedure, they have to meet. So none of them want to voice their names right now. But we're receiving a lot of support on that end.
Dad? Do you have any sort of numbers for the trust?
I've been asked not to give those at the moment, but I can tell you that there's quite a few.
But I mean, in the statement on Monday night, you said that there were key members of the trust who can you at least give us, I mean, is the chairman of the trust supporting the Kennedy Fellowship?
The trust exists of ex officio members and people who hold positions. The trust wants to meet on the 13th of March, and I think they should be doing that. But I think the trust is an incredible opportunity to support the fellowship right now. And I know personally that a large number of the trust are incredibly behind this and supportive of it. And it's just they're put in a very difficult position right now because some members of the trust are obviously in other countries and they feel uncomfortable about speaking for the rest of them.
There will be a statement issued by the chair of the trust in the next 24 hours.
So in terms of Mabel, are you guys still planning on organizing a fellowship plan and organising a May Ball this year?
The May Ball is not just... this is a difficult, like, the May Ball's a celebration. The May Ball's for every student. I don't think it's right that the May Ball is owned or claimed to be owned by a small group of people that are all male. And the great opportunity of the fellowship is that the entire student body can come together and put together a fellowship of fellows to organize that ball. And that's exactly what's going to happen.
So in terms of a ball at Kincaill, are you guys planning on organizing a rival ball? Because the Kate Kennedy Club have said they are definitely going ahead.
The Kate Kennedy Club have said that?
Yeah, the Kate Kennedy Club said they are definitely going ahead with the May Ball and the session
this year. Is this a statement on Monday?
Yeah. It's a statement on Monday, and unofficial statements that I've heard have said they're definitely going ahead.
I think it's safe to say that you should speak to them about any May Ball they plan to throw, and we will have an official statement on that.
Okay. What about the rumours of the May Ball? Not rumours, someone told me the May Ball was never a Kate Kennedy... It was never a Kate Kennedy tradition to be upheld. The Kate Kennedy members said they started it themselves. So will that be some... Was that tradition originally held by the university?
I'm sorry, I'm not exactly familiar about the history behind it.
I think it's very important to say Kate Kennedy tradition spans centuries, hundreds of years. A club in 1926 was formed that has taken ownership of an awful lot of these ideas, and by no means all of them. And in recent times has definitely started running things like the opening ball and the May ball, etc., etc. But these, I believe that my personal knowledge on this is that the university has owned the vast majority of these events. And I think we can now take them back.
You've been in the KK for the original KK.
Pardon me, sorry. Yeah, sorry.
You've been in the original KK for about 5 years, right?
Yeah.
And Pat, you've been in it for about a year?
Yeah.
Okay, from what I understand from talking to other guys in the club, so this is the first they really heard of your concerns was after you've already spoken to the SRC. I was just wondering why you feel this is the best way to express it.
That's not like it at all. I don't know how that's come out. I don't know how that's being presented as an accurate portrayal of what happened. I mean, I didn't go and speak to the SRC. I gave no motion to the SRC. I presented nothing to the SRC. But I think what's key to recognise here is that, yes, I've been a member of this club for 4.5 years. I've seen the cycles of the club. I've seen how it operated. And I've seen how changes tried to be brought about by many ex-members who have tried to see women included in this, who have tried to see people outside of a small group enfranchised in owning and taking part of university traditions. And I've seen them be sidelined, and I've seen them not manage to bring that about.
Any other questions? Sure, last question.
Do you think your decision will have any impact on other all single-sex clubs like Lumsden Club?
I don't think we are in any position to talk about the Lumsden Club. I think there's a very clear distinction between a private club and a public institution organisation which involves people from the public, which raises money from the public, which does all these other things. And obviously, I'm not a member of the Lumsden Club, I never have been, but I have been a member of a Kate Kennedy Club, and I have believed that it has opened itself up, it has opened itself up to the whole of St Andrew's body, and raised money from it, involved other people, and all the rest of it, but kept so much behind four walls, behind closed doors, and one sex, that's not on. Shani?
When the logistics for the new club, do you know when they will be sort of released or who will be making them?
The logistics for the new club will be released at the meeting on Monday here, actually. And that's all we can say for now. And that is a long process that we're hoping to get as many voices as possible from throughout the student body, and hoping to take all these opinions, everything we received, all the support we've gotten, and put it to the most constructive use possible. That's all we have for the rest of today.
Thank you.
Thank you.